Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Those girls, it's JK.
Beautiful. Every time, amazing. Only gets better, some would say.
Honestly. And you know what I was thinking? When we go perform at the Roxy, at the Coca-Cola Roxy, I was thinking we should go on stage like this. We're all going to be quiet. And then one of us goes, hey, Jay, and we do the long one. And that's how we get on stage.
Well, unfortunately for you, my dad has already decided how we're going to go on stage. And it's not like that.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, your dad really is a stage mom.
Literally, his whole plan, he told me this today.
No,
while
wait,
Joey is in the process of moving into his apartment, he tells me, Jesse, I have a good idea since you're talking about the tour with Kathleen, which, by the way, Kathleen's sick, really sick.
Oh, please ignore me. I caught something in Puerto Rico.
We're going to talk about her Puerto Rico trip in a second.
We are.
She's ill, so if you see her dying, that's why. But he told me, first of all, when he was here, because he came to Georgia recently, he said, and I quote, this is a big compliment for my father, okay? So prepare yourself. He said, Kathleen is very funny. And I said, you think
what?
So? Like, yeah, I literally said, yeah, I know. She's like one of the funniest people I know. He's like, yes, she's really
dramatic,
got a character.
But
she's very
you.
Funny. No, you are one of the funniest people I know. Hands down.
Do you not know many people?
I don't know that many people. But come on, you're so funny.
No, you're so funny.
Oh my God. But that coming from my dad, forget it. He thinks you're literally Jerry Seinfeld.
That's so funny. Oh my God, I love your dad.
But anyway, back to my dad's big idea for our tour entrance. He said, well, since you're talking about the tour, what you can do is Joel's going to open for you. So he's going to sing. And I go, Papi, we're not doing singing. Singing is not going to. He goes, what do you mean? Of course you're going to do singing. We don't do any half Mickey Mouse crap. That's literally what he said. Like, literally.
Honestly, Joey's singing is iconic.
He says that Joey's going to get the crowd like real riled up and like just like they're going to enjoy his performance. And then they're going to introduce us because he's like, what is it that people do on podcast tour? Because like nobody's just going to call your names and you guys get on stage. What the hell is that? I'm like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's like a concert. You know,
I just
you
don't want
opener.
It to be James Charles singing in front of that one
okay,
little
first
wall.
Of all,
that will
first
literally
of all?
Make me want. Not that Joey's amazing and he's the best singer. And he's such a good performer too. But you know what I mean? Like bringing singing into something where it doesn't belong.
I know it does belong. To compare your brother to the dis.
No, that's not what
to James
I meant.
Charles?
That's not what I meant.
Don't
I'm
ever.
Just saying that I just don't want to like, I don't know, confuse people or whatever. I know Joey would be down if we asked him to. But anyway.
He would be so down.
The funniest part of all of this is that there is no tour. And also that so many people in the comments were like, please come to Houston. Come here. I'm like, are you guys serious? Because if we actually toured and you don't buy tickets, I will find all of you. I'll come and find your comments and I will reply to all of them.
No, literally. What happened to coming to Houston?
Yeah. We came to Houston. Where were you? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to turn into that. I will cry. And we don't know, you know, what we would even do on set. We need to find podcast people, watch their tours and be like, oh, so because like, we're not going to just sit down and like
what
film
do
a podcast.
People do on tours?
Okay, the one I told you, the one podcast place that I went to or place tour that I went to by accident, they literally were just recording their podcast, but with a live audience.
That makes sense. Maybe we do like
makes sense.
We record an episode and then we do challenges like our old videos together.
I think
something.
They would have to be some like exclusive things, like exclusive stories or like fun little games that we're doing together. Challenges could work. Something's got to be exclusive.
I love how this is nowhere near our future, but we are talking about it like
oh,
this.
It's near, honey. Manifestation is real.
You know what? We got like 50,000 subscribers.
Stop saying that. It's more now. 54.
It's
have
more
some
now.
Respect.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, before we officially start, okay, we do need to ask for a little favor. When we mentioned, you know, our big dreams, tour, one of them. The other one was Patreon.
We were thinking that maybe we could start a Patreon sometime in the future if that's something you guys would be interested in.
And I know what a lot of people are probably thinking. Okay, because like we do a lot and I talk about like how hard it is for me to already get these episodes up. And the reason why I was thinking Patreon might be a good option is simply because we're not ready to go to 2 episodes a week yet. Like it's not there. I think that we will get there for sure. And as much as the like show grows, we will eventually be able to like branch out and get more editors and like just be in a more comfortable place to get you guys 2 episodes a week. But something realistic that we can do to get more episodes is to launch a Patreon to have a certain certain amount of extra episodes. It's not going to be one extra one a week, but like we're going to figure it out. However, what we really need is like what you guys would want to even see on there. Because like if we do it, like we need to know what they want to see. And if you don't want us to do it, like tell us that too. Like we don't fucking know. We're just trying to see. Like a lot of people did comment and they were like, you guys should do it. And they're like, should we?
No, we would love to do it for you guys if that's something you're actually interested in. And we also want to know what you want to see so it could be worth it for you. Like we would want to make our Patreon
the best that we possibly can,
you know, in this economy.
No, literally. And also
I want to make sure it's good.
We just like by nature, I feel like we have like so many trips planned, so many vlogs that like, for instance, I'm going to Miami. The next episode you see is going to be our episode together, but I'm not really going to be vlogging it because like the vlog wouldn't really fit into this particular like Vegas made sense, but like not every trip is going to feel like we should be vlogging it. So I'm like, well, we could be vlogging it, but where would it go? You know what I mean? So that type of content and stuff, I feel like would be good for something like Patreon. So anyway, all of that to say, in the description we do have a like super super brief survey. If you can complete that, that would mean so much to us. Like seriously, only if you're somebody that would be interested in subscribing to our Patreon should we have it. Like if you're not interested, you don't need to complete that survey, so don't even worry about it. But like if you are interested in us launching a Patreon and supporting our channel in that way, because it is such a huge support and it allows us to like really branch out for sure.
Yeah, we can get like, you know, that we would be able to like afford more editors and give more
100%
do that kind of thing.
Yeah, because like, you know, right now our unpaid sponsors
also
are not
with
doing
our demonetization.
They're not doing it for us. Yeah, no, it's really bad. But like, so we do think that a Patreon would be a good fit, but we really want to like tailor it to you guys. And like I really want to go like as much as we can possibly do for patrons. I want to do that. So if you could click the link in the description and like let us know what you would want to see from a Patreon, it would help us tailor it a lot more. And also just like gauge interest in general. Like we don't know, because we saw a lot of comments, but like comments versus like how many people are actually gonna want to be, you know, a part of the membership. So
yeah, feedback is super important because we don't want to be descaradas. Okay,
no, not at all.
We want to do it the right way. So please fill out the survey and let us know.
Well, anyway, let us know, Queen. How did your weekend with Bad Bunny go? I mean, you're sick, so obviously not that well, but you know.
Oh my God, guys. First of all, I just got new headphones. So I'm sorry if I'm like in my ear. These are like very strange, but it was amazing. It's the first time. Well, no, it wasn't the first time I went to Puerto Rico. I went to Puerto Rico on a cruise with my parents when I was like 15. But I didn't really get to enjoy it. But it was amazing. Like,
really?
Amazing.
I mean, I love Puerto Rico. Like, some of the best memories I have are in Puerto Rico. It's so beautiful.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there multiple times. I went there not on a cruise stop. I've been there multiple cruise stops. But we had to exit a cruise, like deboard and fly home type of thing. So we stayed in Puerto Rico for a couple days, and it was honestly the best people, the best food I've had in so long. The mofongo,
oh my God.
My God.
Mofongo is so good. I had no idea that it was kind of like, mofongo is like the main thing, but we have something similar called fufu de plátano.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very similar.
Yeah.
But mofongo tastes better, I think.
No, it tastes so fucking good. Like even the like hole in the wall places we would go to for breakfast, I was like eyes rolling back in my head. Like it was fucking
everything
delicious.
Everything I ate was incredible.
And the best drinks too. They have the best
my God.
Drinks.
Yes.
But wait, you saw Bad Bunny? You saw Bad Bunny?
I saw Bad Bunny. And it was his last weekend in like the La Residencia. I went on Friday.
What the hell? Did he do it for like 2 months?
Yeah. Damn. He had like 30
shows.
Short
residencia.
No, it was long.
When you go in Vegas, I feel like they're doing their residencies for like 20 years.
Well, yeah, but it was like his concert tour. He just did it in one place.
Oh, I thought he was like doing a residency, like a Vegas residency, but in Puerto Rico.
No, it was like his tour for this album.
He's so fucking slay for that. Like bringing the business
he's
and stuff
so
to tourism
slay for that.
To Puerto Rico. I mean, he is so slay for many things. He's not even touring the United States. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I know. And it makes perfect sense. He didn't want fucking ICE showing up at his concerts and taking people, which I love Bad Bunny even more after this.
No,
because
seriously.
Also, not only did he do that for Puerto Rico, love him for that, because a lot of people get famous and they forget where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he had the tickets for the locals very, very cheap was amazing.
I didn't know that. Oh my God.
Yeah, like the local prices were super cheap compared to like the United States people.
Wow.
Which I thought was awesome.
Well, then I feel slightly better about my dream last night.
Oh my God. Tell us about your dream last night.
No, I don't want to say. No, I was actually horrified. So like, you know, and it happens to Nassim too. He'll tell me like sometimes he's like, I cheated on you in my dream last night. And I'm like, oh, who was the whore? But like literally I cheat on him sometimes in my dreams unwillingly. Like in the dream, I'm mortified. And I'm like, why are we doing this? We shouldn't be doing this. But last night the victim was Benito, or I was the victim. I don't know. I didn't want to be doing it. It made me so sad. And I had an affair with Bad Bunny. Only kissing. Only
the fact
kissing,
that it was Bad Bunny. I mean.
I mean.
He has delicious lips. He looks like a beautiful kisser.
honestly, he's so sweet. And I, as an artist, I just really, really enjoy him. Like, I just think he's a good fucking person. And you're just lucky you got to see him, because I'm not going to be able to see him this tour. I didn't make it to Puerto Rico in time.
It was crazy. We were in line trying to get tickets forever. And then last minute, Ceci got tickets and we were able to go. And I am so grateful. Wait. He had the cutest.
What? You went to Puerto Rico without tickets to go to see Bad Bunny? You just went to Puerto Rico?
No. I'm saying, like, this trip was very last minute. Like,
Okay.
But his last song, he came out in the cutest little suit. It was giving me, like, Gilberto Santa Rosa vibes. Oh. This album is so nostalgic. Mm. Like, our old music. It's so good.
Did you get good seats? What's the vibe there?
I was pretty far away. I was, like, in the 200 section, but I wasn't in the nosebleeds.
Okay. So,
you know.
All right. God bless those people, of course. And you know what
was there? I mean, of course. But, like, I mean, I would have enjoyed the nosebleeds. Thank God it wasn't them. I would have enjoyed the nosebleeds, trust me, because it was just such a good experience.
Let's just be honest. Anytime anyone goes in a concert venue, you say, like, a quiet just thanks to the universe that you're not in the nosebleeds. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking at the top row and I'm like, hallelujah, thank God.
No, I know, definitely. But, like, I would have done it.
Oh, I would have done it. But also, I have a fear of heights. Like, there are some high-ass seats and it's, like, kind of scary.
That venue wasn't so massive that it felt like even if you were high up, you still got to experience it. Plus, he had a lot of, like, light work. Like, the show was just incredible in itself. Like, there was so much going on. Maluma was in the little casita when I was there that day, and I think Maluma is so delicious. He didn't sing, but, like, it's so cute.
Do you think that Bad Bunny saw you, and do you think that he wants to date you?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, just had to check.
I wish. It's so funny. Ceci was like, how do we get in the casita? How do we come VIP? I'm like, Ceci, we're, like, in the 200 section. You think that he's gonna pick us out? Come to the casita? You're crazy.
Every time I went to a concert, this is not even an exaggeration, I'm not trying to be funny, every fucking time, it didn't matter how far away I was from the artist, I would shave my cooter, shave my legs, and I was like, let's go. I was like 12 at a Drake concert. Like, literally, what's gonna happen, queen? I don't know. But no, according to the statistics, that could have gone well for me.
Bro, that is hilarious. Allegedly. Says he's obsessed with Drake and she really wanted Drake to be his...
No, we don't like Drake anymore, right? Hello?
No, Drake gives me the ick.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because that was, like, my husband. When I was, like, 16, really? 17, I was just... like, oh my God, I was so obsessed with him that I wanted...
He's so Degrassi-coded.
No, I loved him in Degrassi. Are you kidding me? Jimmy?
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh my God. The episode...
I didn't have that channel.
Was it Emma, her name? Whatever. She got freaking gonorrhea. That altered my brain chemistry.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was
Degrassi hardcore. Was, like, dramatic?
Oh, dramatic, but, like, very adult themes, too, like gonorrhea and sex and guns and drugs and all of this stuff in a high school setting. So, actually... Was that bad? No, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's real life.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it did, like, expose you in a way where it was, like, for instance, guns, bad. Drugs, bad. Like, it was showing you how things could be, like, good or bad or whatever. But I remember seeing Drake rap on Degrassi, like, before he was Drake.
Rap?
Yeah, Jimmy rapped in Degrassi. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jimmy. He was also paralyzed by a school shooter, but that's, you know, separate.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen him in a wheelchair when it comes to Degrassi.
Yeah, I saw him before the wheelchair. Okay, I was there before the wheelchair. But yeah, no, I really loved him my entire, like, adolescent life. And then when I found out via Kendrick Lamar that he's creepy, it ruined me. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, no, he's been giving creepy for a while, I think. And I know this is alleged, but I totally believe that he has fake abs. He got ab surgery, bro. Dude, look it up. We're going to put a picture right here. Drake's fake. These are not real abs. You cannot convince me that these are real.
What is it, like, boob jobs but for abs? How do you keep them in place? They don't just slide around?
I'm going to show you. But I was telling Ceci anyway, I'm like, dude, he's not going to bring out Drake. He's not a Latino. He's been bringing out only Latino artists.
Oh, I love
which
so
when
much.
We were there that night, they brought out, what are their names? Something and Lennox. Annie and Lennox? Do you know them? They were, like, from our time back in the day. Something Ali and Lennox. They're two guys.
No.
Well, people went crazy for them when they started singing. I was like, who are these people?
You didn't go crazy for them?
I didn't remember them. I did recognize one follower. Song that they sang.
If everyone goes crazy, I go crazy. Let's go crazy together, guys.
I can't explain how epic it was. In general, Puerto Rico was so beautiful. We went to this beach called Culebra. Have you heard of it?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Dude, before Hurricane Maria came and fucked up Puerto Rico.
Devastating.
No, that was crazy. But it was rated number 3 in the world, like best beaches ever. It was number 3. And then after Maria, it went down to like number 15 or something. But when I tell you, I have never seen a beach so beautiful in my life. It was crazy.
Oh my God. Was it like the sand was like powder? Because I've been to a beach powder. Like that. Ugh,
pure powder.
No shells, no fucking seaweed.
Yes, crystal clear water.
Ugh, amazing.
Bro, you're going to tell me that these are real abs?
Back to the fake abs.
I feel like that guy, that Doug... She came down in a bubble, Doug.
I'm so, the Wicked Witch of the West. Hold on. Let me put these up on screen so we can examine these bad boys. Those look real. I don't know what a
fake. Those look purchased.
Okay, can you send me a picture of fake abs? Maybe perhaps a before and after. That would do something for me.
Actually, yes.
Because like right now, like the rest of his body matches that. Yeah, his titties are a little low down, but that could just be his anatomy.
No, for sure. I mean, maybe he just doesn't do chest. He
only... or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. He doesn't do chest. He only does sit-ups.
No.
Yeah.
No. I also think his bicep, like he's got a good body. Come on. I will say his face being yassified is the thing that completely just like did me in. Like I could no longer find him attractive. All I'm going to say is that I know that there's different surgeons and stuff. Maybe these is just like a, you know, it's like more scooped and it just looks faker. Like it doesn't fit.
To be fair, Drake has a lot of money. He would probably pay for a really good surgeon.
Ah, they're starting to look fake. God, I'm so easily influenced. They're starting to look fake. A little fake. They're starting to look fake. Yeah. Yeah. I could kind of see it now. But he's sweating in the picture. I think that's what makes it pretty convincing. Maybe he just spritz some water. I don't know his deal. Anyway.
Yeah. He's like, important. How do I make these abs look real? Let me do 5 sit-ups and then show the people on the internet. But anyway. Drake has fake abs. He gives me the ick.
Allegedly. We don't want to get sued on this podcast. Trust me, it is not fun.
Oh, you're right. I think Drake has fake abs.
Perfect.
I will say, though, I honestly thought that Bad Bunny was going to bring out Daddy Yankee for like his last performance.
Slay.
I really thought.
I have a picture with Daddy Yankee.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Does a bear shit in the woods?
How iconic.
Literally, my stepdad introduced me to like all the Hispanic famous people. René from Calle 13. You remember?
Oh, I love Atrévete. I know one song, but
me too. Literally sing. And only the first part. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm pretty sure I have a picture somewhere. I've definitely met Daddy Yankee though. Slay.
Oh my God. That's
amazing. He looks so good for his age.
He really does. General. And I feel like it would have been perfect because he's Puerto Rican. He is the guy who like really made reggaeton back in the day. You know, like he was.
Oh, for sure.
So like, I feel like it would have been perfect, but maybe he was busy or something.
Maybe. What is Daddy Yankee doing that he can't come to the Bad Bunny concert? Let's be real.
For sure. I will say though, dude, I met so many subscribers this weekend.
Really?
So many. There were so many people in Puerto Rico. We were all there for Bad Bunny.
Of course.
Not only did I meet so many subscribers, I saw people from high school. Remember Emmeline, who I told the story about when Jonah and Gustavo put gum in my hair and she was a witness?
How could I forget?
Her sister was there. I saw her sister there. And I also saw Claire from high school, like my friend from high school, which I have the funniest story about Claire.
What? I'm just so done. Like, we do be explaining stories just like, and then I saw Henry and it's like, who the fuck is Henry? Nobody knows them.
No, actually, but it's so funny. I have the funniest story about Claire that has nothing to do with Claire, but every time I think of Claire.
Is she white?
She's Hispanic. She's Cuban.
Claire?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
No, her name is Claribel.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. Her name is July Dumi Rodriguez. Yes. Okay, got it.
And we call her Julie, but it's July. Basically. But oh my God, I was so happy to see her. I hadn't seen her since literally my senior year of high school. Bro, I have a funny story about her that I want to tell you.
You won't?
That I want to tell you.
Oh, I was like, well, then why the fuck did you bring it up? Okay, yes, I want to know.
So I was, okay, I'm going to try to make this short because I know we have some topics to get into. But it's so funny. So in high school, well, before, in order for me to tell you this story, I got to tell you the backstory because you won't be able to get it unless you know the backstory.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in middle school, my sixth grade year, I had drama class. Okay. And I had drama class with this kid, Alan. And this is how we met.
Lesbian?
Yeah, I was in drama.
What troop were you?
No, I wasn't. I just had drama class.
Oh, got it. For you, it was just a period. For me, it was my life. Troop 6822.
I was way too shy. I wanted to.
Well, I wasn't shy, but nobody cast me in anything. And I was literally just like a support every single time. Like, you, Jesse, you could be tree number 3. Literally.
Tree number 3? Not even tree number 1?
Or, Jesse, you could be Sarah. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I got like a character with a name. Does Sarah have a line? She doesn't. I'm never. So sorry, Jesse. No, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Joey still makes jokes about it. And it makes me want to kill myself.
But... Was he tree number one?
Joey was the lead every time.
Oh my God.
And if he wasn't the lead, he was like Linus and Charlie Brown. And you know what though?
Oh wow.
I will say, no sibling animosity. I supported him and I loved him in every show. I saw every show they did of Charlie Brown. Every single one. It was like 5 nights and I was there every single night.
Oh, you're so supportive. I love that.
Anyway, sorry. I'm really hardcore about drama. Troop 6822 till I die. But continue on.
Oh wow. I was just at period four. Oh. So this is how we met. So I was sitting in my chair. And he was sitting right next to me and he was talking to this girl, Chanel, behind him, who was like absolutely beautiful. And when I go to sit down, he like turns around and goes, did you just grab my ass? Like he said it as a joke, like, you know, like just trying to be funny. And like I turned bright red and I was like, oh my God, I'm in love with him. He was so cute and so funny. He looked like a...
That is so the type of thing in high school that I would have been like time would have stood slow. You just start seeing them in a completely different light. You're like, I have a chance.
I got like really flustered. I'm like, no. He's like, no, my God, I was just kidding. I'm just fucking with you. And I was like, and I fell in love with him.
Did you make any songs about him or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Probably for the best.
But he was also so funny. He looked like a... This might not sound attractive to you, but like a hot version of Shia LaBeouf.
No, that does sound attractive. Yeah.
A hot version. Hot version.
I think Shia LaBeouf is good looking.
Yeah, he is. And especially like in the Disturbia.
Despite all the allegations against him, allegedly.
Right. I mean, he's...
God damn. Yeah. Bless. But yeah.
But like in his Disturbia era, he kind of looked like similar to that. And okay, so after that year, I honestly would only see him in the hallways and we would like wave at each other. We were like hallway friends. Like, hey, oh my God. Hey, whatever. We were friends. Not like... Super friends, but we were friends.
There was no way for me in high school to be casual like that. Like, I would have found you on AIM. I would have found you on MySpace. I would have been stalking you.
I don't think we had MySpace in middle school.
Yes, you did. Because I
had middle school?
Yeah.
I mean, I am, like, way older than you.
You're like, how old are you?
33.
I'm 32.
You're 32? I thought you just turned 30.
What fucking world do you live in? I just turned 32. Actually, that's so silly because you came to celebrate my 32nd birthday at Vegas. So I would expect you to know I'm 32.
Did I put... No, okay. I just put random candles. I'm like, did I put a 32 candle on your cake? No, it's fine.
Yeah, maybe I guess you didn't specify what age it was. But yeah, no, I'm 32. I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to think back because me and Joey... No, definitely MySpace existed. 100%. Because I created a layout page with my brother, either as an eighth grader or freshman year, ninth grade. It was called Destroy Layouts.
Yes.
If you ever... Might have downloaded a layout from my page and not even known it. Note it?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, you might have.
Perhaps.
Destroyed Layouts with a Z.
Wow.
Yeah, we were coders. We literally were there like like coding all summer for free. Nobody paid us. And yeah.
You know what? I think I probably just had like a white MySpace for like ever.
What?
Probably.
No, I had like custom cursors and like everything was like customized.
What a time, I will say.
It was amazing. Anyway, I'm so sorry. Continue.
But anyway, I would see him in the hallways and we would wave at each other, whatever. But he was... a grade above me. And then when I went to high school, obviously I didn't see him after seventh grade, but when I went to high school, I don't know if it was my 10th year or my junior year, I don't remember, but Jesse. Okay, I went to a different high school than everybody in my middle school because I really wanted to go to high school with my cousin Janine. So I used her address because I hated everybody.
That is fraud, but okay, continue.
It is fraud. It is. I committed fraud. but I hated my middle school peers and I was like, I can't do this for 3 more years or 4 more years with them. I can't do this. So I wanted to start fresh and go to a new school and I went to my cousin's school. Either 10th or 11th grade, I was walking up the steps. I swear, like a movie, guys, a movie. I was walking up the steps. And my sandal popped while I was walking up the steps. And when it pops, I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like limping because I'm like, fuck. I'm like sliding my sandal because it popped.
The amount of
like,
time, was it an Old Navy sandal? Because that's happened to me so many times.
It probably was. Or traffic. I think I got him a traffic. Do you remember that?
Oh my God. Traffic journeys.
The gladiator sandals.
Oh my God. I've literally had that happen to me so many times in public where just the thong of it or whatever the fuck it's called,
yes,
it just pops
up. Oh my
up.
God. Horrible. And so I was like sliding my foot. I was like, fuck, whatever. And I hear Kathleen. And when I turn, I'm like, Alan. And I'm like, Alan, oh my God, what are you doing here at this high school? Whatever. He's like, oh, I transferred and blah, blah. Oh my God, whatever. We had like a little powwow. It was beautiful. Whatever. We went our merry way. I come to find out my friend Claire is like in his friend group. Okay. They hang out with the same people. And so, of course, I'm like, Claire, I like Alan. It's very delicious. I want that. I want
I've been
Alan.
Waiting for this like, moment. Thank you,
I've been
Claire,
waiting
please
for this moment. I'm
me.
Like, maybe you can pull me down, talk to him. She's like, I got you, girl. I got you. I'm going to talk to him after school or whatever. The next day she comes to class and she's like, yeah, listen.
No.
She's like, I was telling him about you. And he said, I shit you not. He looked at her and he told her, look, like, she's super cute and all, but she's just way too innocent for me.
Oh, okay. That's nice, at least. He was a dirty freak. He would have fucked up your life, Kathleen.
I mean, word on the street is that he did, like, drugs here and there and stuff. And he was a little bit, like, whatever. I didn't know. In middle school, he was not like that. But I was like, what? When she told me that, I was like, I had never
even smoked weed. You sent him a picture of your tit to prove you're not innocent.
I was definitely, yeah, like, a virgin little weirdo who had never done any drugs. But I was like
devastated. I was like, I'm no, too I would have innocent. Been too. Especially at that time in your life, if a man, like a man, a boy, doesn't pay attention to you or like doesn't reciprocate, like that's all you've been thinking about. Like when you're in class, when you're taking a shower, when you're making out with the shower wall. I'm looking at you bullies out there who said you've never done
what
it.
What do you mean? They all agreed you. With you. They're like, me too. I did it too.
Some troopers did, but some people were making fun of me. And I didn't like that.
No. They were laughing at you.
But yeah, you're thinking of your crush the entire time. And for them not to reciprocate, that is devastating.
Jesse, I almost showed up the next day at school in my full sandy outfit with my red heels and my curly hair and my black tights, you know, like in Greece.
Oh, where sandy turns into. That would have been so bad.
Sandy turns into.
With the cigarette.
Like I was Sandra D.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra D. And then I was going to go full fucking.
Like I'm a bad girl.
Because I need a man. Can you imagine?
I could actually.
I go up to him at school and I'm like. And he's like, Kathleen. And I'm like, tell me about it.
Do you want
to start with my cigarette? And I'm like, smoking the cigarette.
I kind of love that. No, you know that story strangely brought up some trauma for me.
Uh-oh.
I feel like this happens on this podcast a lot where I'll think of something and be like, oh no, I buried that one down.
Yo soy una niña buena, part two.
I can't tell if rejection is worse in high school or in adulthood. I think in high school it might be worse, actually.
In high school.
Yeah. But in adulthood, full adulthood, I was already living in LA. I would go to this bar all the time. It was called Seven, but the V was a seven. And it didn't make sense because it doesn't look like a V at all.
I've seen that place.
Dude, I'm telling you, me and my friend Leslie would go all the fucking time. She's a flight attendant, but anytime she was home, like we would walk to Seven and yeah, we would just have a good old time. There was a bartender there. There was. And immediately I didn't think anything of him. I didn't even think he was like super cute or anything, but I would leave a good tip because I always leave a good tip. And then he started, when I would go, he would just be like Malibu and pineapple because that's what I would drink at the time. God, it's so delicious. And then he started giving me free drinks. And that's when I was like, oh, he's in love with me.
He's in love with you.
Yeah, like 100%. But then now that I think back, when he would give me a free drink, like let's say we would order three drinks and then he would give me like two of those for free, I would give him a tip that's like more than the two drinks for free. You know what I mean? So like I do understand how the deal worked out for him, but I thought he was in love with me. So I was like, oh my God, for sure. Like, of course he is.
Well, because you would give him the tip on top of paying for the drink. So clearly he's in love with you.
I don't know what you just said, but I agree. And I think he wasn't with me. But anyway, he was also not just like doing that. He was also asking questions. One time he asked me if I was on Tinder. We would spark conversation and like he would ask very like, I don't know, like suggestive questions that suggested that he was into me. And yeah. One day I finally got the cojones after literally months to be like, you know what? Not me. But my friend could give him my number. Like not me at all. And yeah, when she did that, he's like, oh no, I have
you
a girlfriend.
You put it on the receipt.
Sorry.
What did you say?
What did you say?
I said, what did you put it on a receipt?
You know, I think napkin. I think it was a napkin.
That's so romantic.
Yeah, I thought so. And I was like, oh my God, all this tension. Because honestly, that tension half the time is what you actually like. It's not the person themselves at all. I think it was like that tension was like so built up. I was like, oh my God, I'm finally going to have the balls to do it. And I told my friend to go and tell him, like, here's her number. Like, you know, Jessica, come on. And he told her like, oh, sorry, I have a girlfriend. Like, no thanks.
What?
I literally was like.
That guy sucked.
Okay, literally, I was like, okay, I get the bartender game, but you're taking it too far, yeah, buddy.
I get like, you know, having to be a little flirty as a bartender to get tips, blah, blah, blah. But like asking you if you're on Tinder,
right?
Free drinks,
right?
Too far.
I literally thought he was going to propose. Honestly, I think that with bartenders, if any of you guys are bartenders, I'm actually curious. Like, I do know that women do it too, like where it's like you play the game to like get more tips.
Of course.
And like, I know that's what he was doing now and it worked. But like, what's the like ethics on something like that? You know what I mean? Like if you have a,
right?
You're in a relationship. Like if I was a bartender right now, married, I would never flirt just to get a tip, just to be like, fuck them. Like not. I'm never going to sleep with them, but like, I'm still going to flirt with them just to get the tip. I'm like, mm-mm. No, I think there's a boundary there.
It's like deceiving. It's mean. I mean, to be flirty, whatever, but like, especially when he's seen you so many times. Because if you're like, oh, I'm never gonna see this guy again, let me just be flirty.
I was
get
a
my
regular.
Tip, yeah, that's diabolical.
He had my drink, like, he would see me walking in and he would have my drink start. Like, you know, he would be starting it. Like, he knew what was up. Oh my God, another trauma.
That's love, bro.
I'm so scared. I don't know if I've ever told that on the internet because that's actually quite an embarrassing story, but.
I've never heard you say that.
No, not that. Oh. Another one. Do you know about my Starbucks barista lover?
No.
Oh my God, Kathleen. I fell in love. I lived on 1111 Wilshire in downtown Los Angeles, okay, for 2 years. Across the street from there is a Starbucks. And there was a man there. And I swear to God, I was like, I think I love this man. Like, he started remembering my order. And he would just have it for me. And I was like, oh my God, like, there's something here. And one day I got the courage to ask my friend to ask him. You know, I did the whole thing.
You don't have much courage, I will say.
No. Look who's talking. You wouldn't do it either.
I would never.
But I was like, I have to like do it, but like, I can't do it. Somebody has to do it for me. Yeah, anyway, of course. It worked. He liked me. I was right. And like, we finally went on a date. And Kathleen, this is so insane. Saw him without his Starbucks hat, I was literally like, oh no.
No. Oh, wait, brother. Hold on. You cannot go on a date with a man who exclusively wears hats, because under this,
they have to wear a hat at Starbucks.
That's true, but
he's required by law or by Starbucks rules. I don't fucking know.
Maybe that's why he got that job.
I'm so he literally only got the job for the hat.
Because they provide hats.
But bro, if that was true, he would have worn a hat to the date. He didn't. He didn't wear the hat to the date.
If I'm him, I wear a hat to the date.
And then also, like, any conversation we had, I was like, oh God, we have nothing in common. I don't like
him without a hat. Wait, was he balding? Under that?
No. His head was quite square.
Oh, pobrecito.
No, it was just a shape.
It was feito, pobrecito.
Oy. And I couldn't help it, but like the feeling that I got of just like, Jesse, you fucking idiot. I'm not joking, Kathleen. It was like 8 months of my life that I like fawned over this man. Like, I was literally just like, oh my God.
Was it that apartment that I went to where you guys did the like the boiler room?
Yes. Yeah, that apartment.
I think you were telling me about like the Starbucks downstairs.
I was in love with him. Yes. I swear to you, I was. And then he took off his hat and I said, whoa, no, thank you. And it wasn't just purely physical either. Like, we had nothing in common. He literally like would say something and I just would be like, okay, like I had nothing to say back. No, I never saw him again.
So then what was the what sparked that romance at Starbucks? Was it because he got your drink right?
It was like the attentiveness. It was also just like the general vibe, like the eyes, you know what I mean? Like, and again, okay, I'm telling you right now, everyone out there, if you're single, you are 9 times out of 10 chasing the tension and not the person. Like, you like that, like, oh my God, like, what if thing? But no.
Yeah.
When you realize that, then it makes all interactions seem not silly, but like, you just kind of look at them a little closer and just be like, what is this?
When the
you
tension is not there anymore, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Like, literally all it took, like, of 8 months of pure love from my soul to die, like, all it took was him to take his hat off and speak to me.
That is such a fucking fire sign thing, though.
Oh, is it?
Like, for them to just, like, fall in love and then, like, you know what? That's not it. I'm not into this anymore.
Like, thank you for reciprocating it. That's all I needed.
Right.
Pretty much.
Bro, like, Steven, who chased me for 10 years. And then when I was finally like, okay, let's give it a shot. He's like, oh, girl, I'm going to prison. I ain't got time for this.
I'm telling you, that was the same as the Aries guy. Where,
he's
like,
Aries.
Chased Steven me, was an Aries. Cried to me, and then looked me in the eyes and says, you know, I don't want anything serious, right? I'm like, oh, no. Actually, I didn't know that, because for 8 years, you've cried to me, begging me to be
Steven
with
didn't
you,
tell
so
me that.
I didn't know that, but okay.
He was going to jail, so like.
What?
Steven was going to jail.
What did he go to jail for?
Honestly, I didn't ask.
Okay, and that's probably for the best, honestly.
Definitely drug related.
Okay.
Wait. How cute is my shirt, though?
I can't see it. It
says DTMF.
Down to... No. Stop. I'm sorry. What?
Debí tirar más fotos.
Oh, it's from Bad Bunny? Or is it like one of the ones you buy from the parking lot?
I did. I got it at... Yeah, at the... And look at the back, how cute.
I can't see it either. Oh, wait. The back does look cute.
Like little chairs.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love that. That is so cute.
See ya, señor abuela's house.
I love that. That is so cute.
Have you ever tried this one?
Oh, my God. You should have seen me when Sabrina Carpenter revealed her Juno pose in Atlanta. I looked like a feral freak.
What was her Juno pose in Atlanta?
I need to remember, but I think it was when she kneeled down and like pretended she was giving head, I think.
Oh, that one was real spicy.
You know what? Hold on. No, actually, I can't live with myself if I don't just
you
look
didn't
it up
record
really
her Juno pose?
I didn't record anything. I don't record at concerts. I soak in the moment.
Are you FaceTiming me?
No, I'm not. Decline it. Hold on. I don't know. I'm just trying to go to my TikTok. Her Juno pose, I just had to look it up because I didn't remember, is like laying down with one leg up, which low-key slay.
I mean, I love all her Juno poses.
I did too. I love her. I love everything about her. And I...
Me too. I love her so much.
Put curses upon her haters. Anyway.
Me too. Bro, all I can think about when I was doing that Sabrina Carpenter pose right now was your father watching.
Oh, that's not a good thought. Put that one back there.
Look, I got this.
What is
they
that?
Were giving these away at the concert, and it was so a cool. They camera? Were all like lighting up at the same time, like people like Puerto Rico colors. Oh, it was amazing. I want to go back. It was so good.
Wow. Was anybody visibly coughing nearby?
No,
or how do you
dude.
Think
nobody
you got
around
sick?
Me was sick. So I was convinced,
probably the plane.
I was convinced I had dengue. You know what that is?
Dengue? Dengue fever?
Like dengue from the mosquito? Bro, I was convinced. I'm like, nobody around me is sick. I wasn't around anybody sick. I had to have gotten bit by a mosquito. And like a bunch of my family in Cuba right now is suffering from dengue. So I was convinced that I had it.
Fuck. And so you don't have
no,
it
No, I
though.
Don't think. Don't worry. Okay. Just a common flu.
Can you also get better by the time I go to Miami,
yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
in
I'll
a few
fine,
days?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, don't pass whatever the fuck you have onto me. Thank
no,
you.
Like I'm going to get an IV every single day. And I am going
okay
taking down the medication every single day. I will obviously I will get tested before hanging out with you.
What do you have?
I have a flu.
Oh no. A or B?
Actually, he told me I didn't have flu A or B, but I had like a common like a, flu.
Okay.
That it's not as intense as like flu A or B, but I was like, I don't know, dude, because my body aches are insane. And he's like, well, we tested you for COVID, flu A and flu B, and you don't have it. So it's just coming up as like a common like flu-like symptoms of like...
I'm like immune.
He thinks
to
it's
flu
like
a
viral...
So I wish you kind
of
had that.
It was like a it's like a viral infection of some sort, but I'm like, dengue perhaps? Like blood test me, please. But no. I think I'll totally be fine by the time I see you, so we're good.
Yeah, take that medicine, girl.
I will.
Come on.
Also, guys, our next episode is going to be our very first Halloween episode. I don't think you're ready.
Our first ever Halloween episode in person with our traveling mics. Everything's going to be so good quality. Nobody's going to know what to do with them.
It's going
to
be so... Wait until you see our costume. You guys are really going to like it.
You're never going to expect
no,
it.
No, you're not. It's going to be good.
You're never going to see it coming.
No, you're not.
Oh, I can't wait for October. That's why I wore my spooky shirt. It's got the skeleton witches all in a little circle because I really wanted to like start the spookiness.
I love that.
Even though we're not in October yet.
We're almost there.
But anyway, let's jump to the main portion of this episode, shall we?
We shall.
Have you ever guys, have you ever guys?
Have you ever guys?
Have you ever guys?
Have you ever guys?
Have you guys ever heard of that game, especially on TikTok, where it's like, he's a 10, but, and they give you like I was going to say circumcises. Somebody help me. And they give you like circumstances where like, even though the person could be visually a 10, super hot, amazing, they do one thing that is presumably like a big ick
yes.
that makes you like not.
Yeah.
You know, think
so these
he's a 10
scenarios,
anymore.
These guys are like the hottest guys you have ever seen. Okay, like 10s across the board. Like if you just saw them, you'd be like, I want that man or woman. But
yeah,
I want that person. They're a 10, you know, kind of thing.
What is the point, though? Are we supposed to like say like, oh, I would still go for that? Or are we just supposed to like bounce these ideas off each other? Like, what's the deal? What's the game? What's the premise?
Well, I think we ask each other, like, I'll tell you one. And then you let me know how you would how you would feel about that. And then
okay, what I would do with that. Okay, yeah, no, you're so smart. Wow. Okay. You want to start?
Okay, yes. I want to start. And this one seems a little odd, but this is the first thing I thought about because this actually happened to my friend Amelia. My best friend Amelia, like, experienced this. Not that he was a 10. God bless. God bless. But
he was a 4, but...
He was a 4. Okay, so Jesse, he's a 10, but he makes this noise while you're having sex with him. And this face. This face with this noise, because you have to make this face in order to make this noise. Okay. The whole time you're having sex, he does this. Wait.
Wait, what?
Wait. He says somebody makes this noise while he's fucking you.
Wait. Wait, no. This is possible. Wait, what is this?
I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. Amelia?
Are you sucking or blowing?
I'm sucking. What he would do this. What the hell? Like, whenever she would, God bless, Amelia, I love you so much. I'm not going to say who it is out of respect for you and Noel, but this is back in the day when they would have like oral things.
When they would have, she did it more than once?
Yes. Yes. And they would have
Amelia,
like
the
oral portion of intercourse. While she was doing things to him, he would make that noise the whole time.
Wait.
Yeah. So I would like to know how you feel if you were the guy and you went downstairs. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get freaking demonetized again.
There's 0% chance, zero, that I would be a return customer. Zero. There will be
no...
Wait, I've done a lot of things I'm not proud of, okay? But that would be where I draw the line. There's no fucking way that mentally I could surpass...
Like, looking like Winifred Sanderson.
Damn, I don't know. Maybe Amelia's got it like that.
She does. She's gonna be gotten it like that.
She makes him do...
Yeah, he's like, damn, girl. Winnie. He looks like, that just reminds me of Winnie.
I can't even lie. None of mine even come close to that. That is the funniest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Definitely the most unhinged one I have, because I have thought about that. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes in my marriage, when I would be doing things, I would think about them when I was doing it, because I would think of him doing that to Emilia. So it's like forever embedded in my brain.
Oh my God.
And I hope you think about it next time. I'm going to think about it.
Fuck. But what is it? Is like, oh my God, I can't even think of a human emotion that would make you do that.
I don't even know.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I don't even care if you text me begging me on your hands and knees to cut that out.
I didn't say his name, so it could be anybody.
Yeah, no. I could be anybody. I have to just say, I don't know if like our main following is in Miami or what, but like the word of our podcast getting around Miami, I'm scared.
Guy. After our last episode, Chiavelli texts me and she's like, why are you telling the internet I tried to beat you up? And I'm like, you saw that? She's like, I've had four people text me. Four people. She's like, I'm literally getting called.
The chismosas in fucking Miami, bro.
She's like, I'm getting called Chavi the Bully. Thank you. I'm like, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Chavi the Bully. You do be slandering people's names.
To be fair, I deserved it. I deserved it.
True, true. I don't want to follow that up. Can you do another one? Because I don't want to follow that up. That's too good.
No, you have to. It's too good. You have to.
No, I can't. That is the best thing I've ever heard.
Damn, I started off really strong with that one.
Yeah, literally, that should have been dead last.
It was I know, I should have. It was just a real scenario that I had to tell you. I had to.
Oh, fine. Okay. Well, I guess here's mine. He's a 10, but his ass crack is always out and he never notices.
Oh my God, my friend is like that. My friend. I also don't want to say his name, but it was Danny's friend. Bro, his whole fucking ass was always out for everything. And I'd be like, bro.
I wish that I could remember the TikTok that I saw of two queens on a podcast of which I do not know the name of, but I saw it on my For You page. And they were talking about how if a man always has his ass crack out, it's like sending a bigger message. Like he will never be able to protect you. Will never be able, because he just doesn't have the self-awareness to like ever like,
do you not really feel the breeze?
Be there for you. No, that's the problem. So if you lack the self-awareness to not feel a breeze on your ass crack, then you can't protect me.
No,
you know, and that's what they were saying. And God, I need to find them. They were
what?
So
you know,
I was like,
crazy.
That is the truest shit I've ever heard.
You know what's crazy? Now that you say that, this man who I love so much is a kind soul. I love him.
Yeah.
But like one time, him and his girl, they were in their house and like they heard a noise in the middle of the night and he made her go clear the house for the noise. So I'm
telling
like,
you.
That checks out then. That checks out.
Bro, I know somebody I can't even, like with the rate that the podcast is going at and the people are just telling each other everything, I can't trust any of you people. I know someone who does this and very nice person, but would I trust him to fight a burglar off? I wouldn't.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, like, dude, if there is the smallest breeze on my ass, I feel it. And I've got a decent sized ass.
Bro, you feel that shit. Like, how do you not feel that?
You feel
the air, the crisp air in that section. I just don't understand.
So needless to say, you wouldn't be going for it.
I would not. Even if he's a 10, his ass crack is always hanging out. You're like embarrassing me when we go places and you're picking things up.
No, literally that nothing is more embarrassing than that.
No. I mean, I would tell his girl all the time. I'm like, bro, can you please do something about his ass? I see it all the time.
He got that bad?
It was always out like full plumber all the time.
Oh my God.
She would tell me. She's like, he doesn't notice. I'm like, how, girl? How? Oh my God, that one was really good. Mine kind of suck after this. So for me, this one is like,
it's okay. All of yours could suck and you still did better than anybody in this game.
No. Stop it. This one is actually really boring, but he's a 10, but he doesn't cut his nails at all.
Like, hold on. Wait, I have questions. Does he bite them? Do they just snap off over time? Or are they length?
He's got long nails. Got long nails.
Well, remember when I told you about that show, Minuto de Fama, that I was on, where I fought with my dad?
Uh-huh.
There was a man on there, super good looking. And I don't know if he used his nails as guitar picks, but they were longer than mine right now.
I mean, that makes sense for certain musicians. Like, they'll have, like, one nail that's, like,
longer. Well, he tried to slide into my DMs, and I was like, no, I don't want those nails, puppy.
Wait, but were they, like, because, like, I'm not talking about, like, a gay man with, like, long nails.
No.
I'm talking about a straight man. Who just lets his nails grow out.
How like long? How long? Point them out. How long?
Like, you think that he snorts cocaine every 5 minutes.
So, like, my nails. Like, kind of like my nails?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you do?
No. No. And toenails, too?
The fact that you had to think about that. Oh, my God. I don't know. I haven't seen. I didn't even think that far, honestly.
Because if it's toenails as well, absolutely not. No, but either way, I can't. Unfortunately, I cannot be with a man with long nails.
No, I mean, neither.
No chance. My next one is, he's a 10, but he claps when the waiter brings food. Okay, can you picture it? Every time you go to a restaurant, He's like, all right. I like supporting. Let's go. Like,
that's super supportive of the waiter and the waitress. You know, like, I you like are supporting into waiters. That. Like, I would think it's weird, but I wouldn't be like, I mean, he's a 10, bro. He's a 10.
But every
just don't go eat. Just don't go eat.
See, that's fucked up. And then also, if you go to like a very fine dining establishment.
Yeah, okay, fine. A fine dining. Like, them bringing out a triple dipper and he's like, yeah, Chili's. Like,
okay. Anything could happen at Chili's and I wouldn't blink an eye. But like at any other place but Chili's, mortifying, horrifying. I would literally just shrivel up and die.
That one I might still
okay, period. With my social anxiety, I just simply can't. But I love that for you.
For a 10, I might do it. Oh, this one? Okay. He's a 10, but he has a booger collection on his bed frame.
Okay. So what the fuck is wrong with you? What the hell? No, bro. No.
Like he just goes
No further.
Puts it on the bed frame and then he tells you he has like a booger collection and then he
No. So if he tells you, that's even worse. But actually, I don't know what's worse. If he tells you or if one day, because like a booger collection, if you really think about it, is so small that from a distance it looks just like a regular bed frame. But then once you get closer up, you see like little texture and then you look even closer and they're boogers. That I think would be worse.
And they're hard, crusty, old Lemmy boogers.
Wait, but what's his plans with them? I just know. No.
He just has a collection. He likes them. He likes to admire them. He has a booger collection.
No. You know that you would not do that. Like, you would not go for
that. No, I would be mortified.
And then you have to, like, fuck near the boogers? No, thank you. No, thanks.
Yeah, like, what? Are you putting boogers on me while we're having sex and you're not telling me? Like,
oh, you know he would, because he's into that shit.
He would.
Okay, my next one is, he's a 10, but he moans when he stretches. And I don't mean, like, ooh. I mean, like, oh.
No. Nope. Let me tell you something. I hate sexual noises when they're outside of sexual experiences.
Oh, 100%.
I hate them.
I know.
My mom.
Oh.
She's here right now. She hears
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
My mom will like get hit, like hit herself. She's like, ay. Oh, and I'm like, mom, I fucking hate it. I hate it.
Bro,
it
when I'm watching so a YouTube video or something and they're making a noise, I'm like, everybody's going to think I'm watching like hardcore porn. What is
you
happening?
You know who does that? Trisha Paytas. She'll take a bite out of a chicken.
Oh,
and she's
my
like,
God. No, I can't watch mukbangs. Everyone's going to think I'm freaking master.
Why are you moaning?
No, that is so true.
And while stretching, because like it's one thing tasting a food and moaning, which I don't like moaning outside of sex. Okay, I don't like it. Like I will moan all day while I'm getting, you know, but not, ew, I can't do it. So the thought of him like stretching and like, why are you doing that?
But like I think about it, I'm like, bro, like a 10, like he's like the best. He is so good with your family. Like he's so sweet. But then every time he stretches, he's like, oh.
He's going to have to work out by himself. And also like, I'm going to make sure that I wake up like 10 minutes before he does it. And I leave the room so he can
I was about to say, because like how often do stretches happen? You know, I think I could deal with it.
You think?
Like literally how often do you stretch?
Me? Never.
But what if he's into yoga? That would put a
Oh, you know, he's going to have to go do things. Yoga not around me.
By himself.
Yeah. He's a 10, but he doesn't own a toothbrush, so he uses yours.
No. Whoa. No. I adore my husband. I literally make out with him with tongue. And I will not let, like, if he doesn't have a toothbrush, like, let's go to the store. Like, yeah. Let's go to the store. What are you talking about? My mom and stepdad sometimes share each other's toothbrush.
Okay.
In a pickle.
Oh,
and no.
In a pickle.
Yeah, but like in a pickle, the store can't be that far.
No, I get you.
But I don't think Nassim would want to share his toothbrush with me either, so we're even. But like, absolutely not. He doesn't own a toothbrush?
The him not owning part?
Big red flag, because what do you do when you're not around me?
Yikes, what do you do when you're not around
me? Okay, this is my next one. And it may honestly be like, maybe some people that watch us do this, and I don't want to offend anybody, but anyway.
We already got yelled at for the skinny jeans, so go ahead.
Oh. Absolutely. He's a 10, but he leaves his socks and shirt on during sex.
No.
No?
No. maybe socks. I think it's weird as hell, but maybe socks.
Like, you don't have to look down there.
Nothing gives me, this is so fucked up, but nothing gives me a bigger ick than seeing a man in a t-shirt and no pants. Just like a ding-a-ling hanging out like underneath the shirt, just like peeking through under the shirt. What,
bro?
A sight.
No, you're so real for that, because 100% you're right. No,
like imagine just Nassim, like just a polo shirt or something.
No, if it's a polo, it's even worse. If it's a polo, come on, at least let it be a t-shirt. That's only happened one time to me in life, God bless, with one person, and I was like, take off your shirt, come on. And he wouldn't.
My thing is like, okay, because I will say my biggest insecurity is my stomach. And like for my entire life, I have always had sexy time covering my stomach.
No.
I know. I know. But if you're like facing my stomach, I will cover it. Like I have a huge stomach insecurity. I hate it.
Because of the fucking Ask FM or whatever the fuck it was.
What?
Who told you that in high school? Remember the like anonymous forum?
Oh, on Formspring?
Formspring. Formspring. Yeah.
Formspring.
They ruined your life.
Talk about Jeff's podcast.
Not you confusing the two again. Ask FM. It was a different Formspring.
Oh, I never saw that one. But no, I've always been like very insecure. I even had my friend in high school, Josue. Okay. I'm going to say your name.
Oh, Josue. No.
I mean, he was my friend. I loved him. I loved him so much. But he did tell me that I was prettier if, like, I didn't have a gut. Like, girl, you need to, like, come on, do some sit-ups, girl. Like, you got, like, you know.
I don't think Josue was your friend.
No, he was. He really was. He was my friend. We stopped being friends. We had a big falling out.
Yeah, because he's a dick. But you're saying basically that because you've had that insecurity, you can, like, kind of, like, understand why somebody would want to have their shirt on.
Like, maybe, like, keep their shirt on during sex or, like, your tank top on,
no,
whatever.
No,
like,
let the belly like, hang out.
No, I would.
I just feel like even if you cover it or, like, you have, like, moments where you're, like, not wanting it to be seen as much, whatever. But, like, the shirt on is really abrasive. Really breaking the fourth wall. Or whatever, like it's making me feel like I'm out of here, like I'm not in the moment right now. I'm just staring at your shirt.
I get that, and I feel like as a man, like, you know, just come on, your business, let me see your stomach. Me, no, I'm like very insecure about it, but like because I am, I can kind of understand that. But like the combo of the shirt and the
no, well, you have fine. Told me about men with no pants on in a shirt that changed something inside my brain
because it's like half
yeah,
of the pee-pee.
No, I know.
Like,
oh,
it's
I know.
Just weird.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't like it.
Okay, your turn.
This is actually my last one.
Okay,
he's a 10. But while you're having sex, he dirty sings instead of dirty talks. So like, he sings it. Like, oh, I love this vagina or something.
No, bro, no.
Like, what if he just sang to you while having sex with you?
No. Even if he sang well,
you
no.
You feel so good. No,
that is insane. No. No, not even
Why?
A chance.
You're a singer?
No further negotiations. I don't care if he's a famous singer, a celebrity of sorts. Not interested.
But I agree. I also would not. I would not do that.
Okay, this is my last one too. He's a 10, but he only, and I mean only, drinks Mountain Dew.
Oh my God, I know someone like that. I know someone like that.
Do you actually?
Exclusively? No, like I'm not kidding, Jesse. He would go to the 7-Eleven and get the big gulp. You
oh,
have a big gulp
yeah,
of,
I know,
of Mountain
I
Dew and take that bitch down like several
listen, times. Listen, okay. I'm not even trying to cover our audience because I'm sure some people enjoy Mountain Dew. And like, I like Baja Blast from like Taco Bell sometimes. But Mountain Dew has to be the most diabolical soda of all time. It is just straight battery acid. Yeah, no, it's insane. It's insane.
I don't hate it.
What?
Like, I mean, I only drink it when I'm at Taco Bell.
First of all, Baja Blast isn't just Mountain Dew.
It's not? No, it's like frozen Mountain Dew.
No. Baja Blast is like Mountain Dew if you mix it with some other shit. It's not just like frozen Mountain Dew.
Oh, I thought it was just like, you know,
no,
icy.
No, do me a favor. Next like time Coke you see Mountain Dew as an option, give it a go. Let me know what you think it tastes like. It is battery acid. It's like the most like syrupy, but also just like... Not like it's not Sprite because like Sprite, like I can deal with the lime of Sprite, but it's like tart in the sense that it like erodes your uvula.
It's like a sour soda.
No, it's not even sour. It's just like, so like if a man only drinks Mountain Dew without being perverse, I would just say I would never want to go down on him. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that would be a very unfortunate experience.
His juice
would be Mountain Dew. Yeah. Yeah,
would
yeah.
taste like Mountain
yeah.
Dew.
Yeah,
and it would
so
come
he's
out
a
like kind of green, maybe.
But he doesn't drink water and only drinks Mountain Dew. For me, it would be a no.
Yeah. No, if you don't drink water, bro, you got something going on down there. You got something going
and
on.
And I'm not interested. Anyway, that was all hypothetical, of course. If you do any of these things, you know, slay on. We're not going to sleep with you regardless. So it's just a hypothetical.
But somebody will. Somebody will.
Somebody will. There's somebody out there for everybody.
Because my
I've
Mountain
heard.
Dew friend had a wife.
So. Oh my God. See? Living proof.
I mean, they're divorced, but he had
it. Oh my God, that was my favorite. But anyway, I think that's it. Oh wait, we have our lights, camera, smile segment.
Oh my God, that's right. We have our lights, camera, smile segment.
I have like 8,000 TikToks, bro. My TikTok has been serving me like Vine TikToks, if that makes sense. Like shit that would have done really well on Vine.
Really?
100%, yeah.
I have something that makes me smile, but it is animal related. I know you're gonna make fun of me.
Animal related?
Yeah.
You're not gonna like it.
What? I'm scared. You're supposed to make you smile.
Well, I'm smiling.
This is a lights, camera, smile segment. Just happy things here. What are you gonna
well,
show?
Well, no, I'm laughing because this, when I liked it originally, it's because it reminded me of you walking into the Cosmopolitan in Vegas.
Oh my God.
And it says, asked my bestie to record me, and she says this.
You have a certain walk to you.
Doesn't that kind of look like you walking into the Cosmopolitan?
It does. And bro, Ceci this past weekend was like, can I get a video of you walking on the beach? And when I look back at the footage of me walking, I'm like, no. Please. Why do I walk bow-legged? What's happening?
But honestly, sometimes when I'm very comfortable, I do find myself with a wider stance.
Oh.
100%. Well,
that definitely does look like me. I'm glad that made you smile, bitch.
Someone said, this town ain't big enough for the both of us ass walk. But I really liked when she said, you have a certain walk to you. Because she hadn't even like insulted her yet.
No, that's literally the girl knew that so she was fucking walking. Funny. That was good. That was good. Mine is a TikTok account that I'm obsessed with, okay?
Oh my gosh. They're
Milton and Kessler. Have you heard of Milton and Kessler?
Absolutely not.
They're a Chihuahua and Pitbull besties.
Oh my God.
And I have to show you this video, dude. Hold on. Okay. So this is like my favorite little TikTok of them because...
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's nibbling on him.
Shut up. What the fuck? Is he okay?
They're so cute.
Oh, no, he's okay. Oh, my God.
He's okay. He loves him. They're besties.
No, I know. His entire face was in his mouth.
No, like his whole face. And they have a bunch of videos like that. And they are
look
the
at this screenshot. I can't. Like, he's smiling. He's, like, smirking.
I know. No, he loves.
Okay, oh, but he's, like, the cutest Chihuahua I've ever seen, I think. Oh, my God. That was beautiful. My favorite lights, camera, smile section thus far.
Yeah, you guys need to go check out this TikTok account because they're so cute and they post the cutest little videos of them both.
We'll leave a link down below. Well, anyway, guys, that is pretty much it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I have laughed, I think, the most that I've laughed on any episode that we've ever filmed, to be honest.
It was good. Yeah, it was really, really good.
For filming, even though you felt like shit, like, that was amazing. I did not think we were going to film today. I'm not going to lie.
No, Jesse was like, it's okay. We can film, like, on Thursday. I'm like, Jesse, I am gonna pump myself with Tylenol and we are filming today. We cannot
I love the dedication. I love it. But if you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. Thank you guys so much for being here week after week. A reminder of the survey, if you want to see a little bit more of us, maybe we can make it happen. Let's see what we could do. And yeah, you have anything else to say or shall we say toodaloo?
I really don't have anything else to say. I am just so excited for the month that's to come. The next 5 episodes,
the best.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm so excited for them. And I hope this one is monetized.
Yeah, I think so.
We mentioned PP like only 3 times.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's all we've got. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.